faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep! Pep! Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman! Today, Horatio Horn has again walked into trouble, serious trouble, as he and Lois Lane find themselves recaptured by the villain, Carlos.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, how's breakfast at your house? Is it just breakfast, or is it a snappy sort of meal that looks good, tastes good, and helps you feel good about starting a new day? I mean, gang, does your breakfast start off with a sunny bowl of Kellogg's Pep? Yes, sir. Pep is an appetite tickler from way back. It's called the Sunshine Cereal, you know. So it's packed to the brim with sparkling sunshine flavor, a toasted full wheat flavor that keeps your spoon digging in for more. And are those whole wheat flakes crisp? Are they crunchy? Why, they practically melt in your mouth. Believe me, it's no trouble at all to keep right at your morning dish of Kellogg's Pep until you've polished off every last tender flake. Which is always a good idea, because Pep is good for you. Sure, gives you solid whole wheat nourishment plus. And it's particularly important nowadays to eat all your Pep, and to pour it out carefully, too. Because the cereal grains are being sent to help give good nourishment to fellows and girls overseas. So you don't want to waste cereal. Tell the rest of your family about that, gang. When Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make sure you eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Plotting to obtain the secret of our atom bomb, agents of the country of Bolomar abducted Professor Alonzo Surgeon, one of America's foremost atomic scientists. Posing as ichthyologists, the conspirators charted an American plane, and arriving in Bolomar with the professor concealed in a crate, sabotaged the plane so that it would crash on its return journey. Superman rescued the critically injured pilots in the Gulf of Mexico and took them to a New Orleans hospital, where he is now waiting anxiously for them to revive. Meanwhile, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, the little amateur detective, had arrived in New Orleans. At the airport, they spotted one of the abductors, a man named Carlos, and followed him to a waiting car. Rashly, Horn attempted to stop Carlos, who produced a gun and ordered them into the car. As we continue now, our friends have been driven several miles from New Orleans. Stopping on a lonely, moonlit country road, Carlos and his husky chauffeur forced Lois and Horn to leave the car and walk into a tree-lined field of sugar cane. Listen.
This is far enough. Stop.
Far enough for what?
Yes. What are you going to do, Carlos?
What I thought I had done last night, Senorita Lane. Get rid of you and the Senor Horn.
You put that gun down.
Wait, Carlos. Don't you.
Adios, my friend.
One minute. Last request. I demand to be blindfolded. That's a formality always granted a condemned man.
You're afraid to face death, senor?
Yes, I am.
Why, Mr. Horn?
We are the Yankee shakes, Paolo. Like a scared dog.
I say, Capitan, but permit me to suggest it would be best to dispatch him and the senorita at once. Remember, we have long journey to make.
I know. But another moment will make no difference. Blindfold the coward.
But, Capitan...
Do as I say, Paolo. The honor of our army demands that his last request be granted.
You desire, Senor Capitan.
Thank you, Captain Carlos. Thank you.
It is nothing, Senor. But I thought that...
Mr. Horn, look out!
You, Diablo!
How do you like that?
Good heavens!
The Lucho, what is this? Get off my chest, follow!
Come on, Mr. Ainsley.
He threw me over his shoulder.
What are we going to do?
Run for those trees fast.
Don't talk.
Run. Faster, Miss Lane. If we can get in among those trees, we might get away.
I can't believe it. You threw him over your head. Right into Carlos.
Nothing sensational. Just a little judo. Don't stop, Miss Lane.
You think I'm crazy? Oh, that just hit my head.
Don't worry. They can't see us now in these trees. But keep going, Miss Lane.
see this isn't a very thick wood.
No, but it's pretty dark in here. If we keep going...
Oh!
What happened, Miss Lane? Quick, get up!
I can't. My ankle. I turned it under.
Great grasshopper.
Oh, God.
Here, let me help you. Here they come. Can you walk, Miss Lane?
Not very well. Oh, dear.
This is a fine mess of beans. If only you women had sense enough to wear sensible heels to stand still.
Oh, this is no time to discuss women's footwear.
I suppose not, but I...
They're coming closer. What do we do, Mr. Horn?
I don't know, by Gulliver. These trees aren't thick enough to hide it. Wait, that fallen log. Come on, I'll help you.
But that isn't big enough to hide behind.
There's a bit of a gully back of it, see? And lots of branches and fallen leaves. We'll get behind it and cover ourselves up. Here we are. Quick now. Crouch down. And cover yourself with these branches and leaves.
All right.
We have lost them, eh, Senor Capitan?
Not yet. I know they went this way. We are sure to find them.
Keep your head covered. Stay close to the log.
Hold, Pablo.
Don't make a sound, Miss Lane.
You see them, Senor Capitan?
No. Be quiet. Perhaps we can hear where they are.
I do not hear nothing.
Nor do I. But I heard them a moment ago. They must be hiding close by.
They could only hide behind the trees. There are not so many trees in this small wood.
Exactly. You have your revolver?
Si, Capitan.
And begin looking behind each tree. When you see them, shoot at once. You understand?
Si, si.
Come then. Slowly.
They're sure to find us.
I'm afraid so, my dear.
You can tell the truth. Do not walk at my side. Walk a few paces to the right. So we observe all the trees.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Fool, idiot. All this trouble you make me by permitting the small Americanos to trick you.
He pretended to be so frightened. I was not prepared. And who could guess that small meek one has knowledge of jiu-jitsu?
That's a stupid donkey. If you could guess nothing, like I think. Hold. What is that?
I hear dog sounds.
Gee, this dog. What do they do here?
Perhaps the Yankee police seekers.
Nonsense. How could they know we are here?
I do not know.
Hold your tongue and resume searching. The Americanos must be found in this batch. Then we go to the boat. Move, Pablo, so quickly.
Wait.
There are some fallen logs. Be sure to look behind them, too.
Si, Capitan.
I'm afraid this is it, Mr. Horn.
Quiet. Don't even breathe.
Senor Capitan, look here.
Where? What is it?
Through the woods there, you see? On the ridge where the hounds run. Moving lights.
Uh-huh. I wonder who carries those lights.
I tell you, it is the Yankee police, Capitan.
No, it cannot be.
It must be, since the two reporters we seek recognize you at the airport. It is not possible that the Yankee detectives did likewise.
Perhaps.
Then they would have followed us, and now they charge with hounds. You see, they approach quickly this way.
I do not like this. We must not be taken. Come, follow this way.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
What's happening, Mr. Hoover?
Didn't you hear them? Look, they're running away.
What? I can't believe
it. It's true. It's true, I tell you. They were frightened away by the hounds.
Oh, how wonderful.
How perfectly, perfectly hilarious.
Mr. Horn, you're hysterical.
Quite hysterical.
Please, Mr. Horn, get hold of yourself.
No, I can't. This is all so funny.
What's so funny about it?
Carlos, that very, very bad man. The fearless murderer, frightened out of his wits by
him. Well, you'll be frightened by a police search party. Is there a permanent?
Those hounds aren't followed by the police.
What?
That's a party of raccoon hunters.
Good heavens.
Yes, our lives were saved by a good old southern custom. Come, let's run to meet the hunters and see if they can help us run down Carlos and his man. Hello, you!
Excited by their unbelievably narrow escape from death, but still eager to catch Carlos, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn run toward the raccoon hunting party, hoping to enlist their aid in tracking down Professor Sturgeon's abductor. We'll return in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Now, gang, here's what you've been waiting for. Here's the story on this week's snappy new pep dish of the week. And it's mighty cool and refreshing these summer mornings. You ready? Here's the big announcement. This week's new pep dish of the week is a Blackberry Breeze. That's right, Blackberry Breeze teams up Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal, with juicy, sugar-crusted blackberries. Easy as a breeze to make, too. Listen, on top of your regular serving of crisp, tender Pep, scatter a shower of blackberries that have been chilled in a little sugar. finish off with cool milk, and that's your Blackberry Breeze. As cool and breezy a way to enjoy Kellogg's Pep as you can imagine. Of course, Kellogg's Pep is a swell summer dish, no matter how you serve it. It's crisp and delicate and loaded with sparkling sunshine flavor. Just show me a fellow or girl who even hesitate until every last flake of Kellogg's Pep is gone from that bowl. You know, that's particularly important nowadays. We don't want to waste cereal. Because, you see, the cereal grains have been picked out to send to fellows and girls overseas. Remember that when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's. Pour your Pep out very carefully and make sure you eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
First faint streaks of dawn are beginning to light the sky as Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, weary and bedraggled, stumble into the New Orleans hospital where Clark Kent still waits for the injured airplane pilots to revive and tell him where they had transported Professor Sturgeon.
Lois and Horatio Horn, what are you doing here? What happened to you?
Oh, we've been playing hide and seek all night, Clark. Oh, gosh, chair feels good.
What do you mean you've been playing hide and seek?
First Carlos and Paolo chased us and we got away, and then we chased them, and they got away.
Carlos? Wait a minute. You mean the Carlos who helped abduct Professor Sturgeon?
That's right. But he got away.
In his car. We hunted for hours, but it was no show.
Where was this? How did you run into him? Tell me, and I'll...
It's no use, Clark. He got away.
Well, maybe I can find
him.
Well,
we couldn't. A lot of raccoon hunters couldn't, and the police couldn't, so you skip it. Now, just tell us what's happening at this end.
Yes, what about those pilots? We stopped at a restaurant and bought a paper and read about Superman rescuing them and bringing them here.
And knowing that you were in New Orleans, having run out on me in Metropolis...
Oh, look, I'm sorry about that, Lois, but it was...
Forget it. I'm just too tired to be angry right now. Just tell us what's going on here.
So far, nothing. McMillan, one of the pilots, is in very bad shape.
Oh,
the other one, Ramsey, is off the critical list, but he had a bad bang on the head, and the doctor says it might be some time before he's in any condition to answer questions.
Uh-oh. Then where are we?
Still no place, by Gulliver. By the time this pilot is able to talk, it may be too late. Carlos's people might already have forced Professor Sturgeon to tell them all the secrets of the atom bomb.
That's what I'm worried about. If only we knew who they were. Look, you two were with Carlos twice now. Haven't you any idea who he or his people are?
Well, at first, I thought he was a Spaniard.
He isn't. He isn't. And while he talks and looks like a Latin, he's different from any I've ever seen. And boy, I've interviewed plenty of them.
Mm. Well, try to remember. There must be something about him. His speech or his clothes or... something distinctive that can give us a clue.
I can't think of anything. Can you, Mr. Horn?
No, I can't, Miss Lane. Wait, there was something.
There was?
What do you mean?
Yes, indeed, by Gulliver, there was something I noticed. And it might tell us where Professor Sturgeon is right now.
Fairly dancing with excitement, the little amateur detective sputters incoherently as he tries to get his words out to the eager Clark Kent and Lois Lane. What is the clue he discovered? Will it lead Clark Kent, who, as we know, is Superman, to Bolomar? Or even now, Professor Sturgeon is in the hands of the conspirators who wish to upset world peace? Tomorrow's episode is packed with excitement and suspense, fellows and girls. So don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement... The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. You know, gang, famous names are often family names, like the Kellogg family of cereals. And here's a famous member that makes breakfast mighty swell. It's Kellogg Shredded Wheat, full ripe whole wheat made into tender plump biscuits that fit your bowl. Toasted just right, too, for crispness and natural nut sweet flavor. As for nutrition, well, Kellogg Shredded Wheat is made of finest whole wheat. Mom likes that. And the economy of 15. 15 biscuits in every package. Remind Mom to get Kellogg's Shredded Wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.